This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Pregnant patients in Colorado are being hit hard by influenza. CPR's John Daly.
UC Health is reporting a rise in pregnant patients hospitalized with flu. And national data from the CDC found last month that nearly half of reported flu-associated hospitalizations of people 18 to 44 were pregnant patients. Dr. Michelle Barron says the need for a flu shot is not new.
It's always been a recommendation, but I think since the pandemic has happened, there hasn't been the emphasis on flu that there was maybe in years prior.
She says the flu vaccine reduces the risk of hospitalization and protects the baby after birth. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Two major snowstorms in 2 months has renewed calls for better snow removal in Denver. Historically, the city's snow plan has relied on the sun. Former Public Works Director Stephanie Foote says expanding snow removal programs wouldn't be a smart use of money, while really heavy snow is still fairly rare.
You would have all that staffing, all those people, all the vehicles and everything all sitting there with really nothing to do.
Denver and the metro area have the chance for more snow tomorrow. Today is the public's first chance to weigh in on Colorado's plan to reintroduce wolves. A meeting this morning at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs is the first in a series of public meetings to fine-tune Colorado's voter-approved plan to support a self-sustaining wolf population. Colorado Parks and Wildlife hopes to finalize the plan in May and release wolves by the end of the year. Colorado Springs is sunny today, likewise in Denver, with highs close to 40. This is CPR News.